The reason I was more successful than others was because I learned from my mistakes. I was better at analyzing my mistakes and then correcting them than other people. Successful people are not those who don't make mistakes, but who analyze their mistakes and eliminate them. When I came into cricket, after my first test match, I was dropped, kicked out of the team. Didn't come back until 3 years later. When I was trying to make it, everyone used to tell me, you don't have the talent. My older two cousins, who were my role models, they used to remind me were far more experienced than talented than me at my age. And throughout my cricketing career, I was told that it's impossible. You cannot do it. Similarly, when probably far more difficult than playing cricket was building the first cancer hospital in Pakistan, I held a conference of the top doctors in the city. Out of the 20 doctors, 19 said that it was impossible. You cannot build a cancer hospital in Pakistan. I also had a lot of ridicule, people laughing at me throughout various stages of my life. But this is really what I want to tell you. Successful people are fearless. They fight their fears. They're not scared of failure. They do not care what people say, because people change what they think all the time. I remember going into bat, and a whole crowd of people in Lahore Cricket Stadium cheering me, Lion of Lahore. I got out first ball and the same crowd started jeering at me. The next day when I did well in bowling, again they cheered me. So I realized that public opinion is fickle. Do not allow your lives to be driven by what people say. Go by what your objectives are, what your passions are, what your ideals are. And never ever downgrade your ideals in moments of weakness. When you've suffered a setback, that really is the time to reflect why you've suffered a setback. And correct the mistake and keep going towards that ideal. Because the problem is, it's not a defeat that destroys you. It's being demoralized by defeat that destroys you.